Traffic tactic number 13, search engine optimization. This is where this strategy from my mentor comes in. And this is basically, this guy has spent years and years developing ways to get free traffic from Google, free traffic from the search engines, but mainly from Google, basically. And he said to me recently, Mark, 90% of the courses out there, 90% of all the information about internet marketing out there is complete junk. It doesn't apply. It doesn't work. Either because it doesn't work anymore or because things change so fast, it's no longer valid. And I must say, especially when it comes to traffic generation, like for example, he was getting a lot of traffic from Traffic Geyser, and last month he uploaded about 300,000 videos for Traffic Geyser. I think he had a bit of a challenge with that. But, anyway, he didn't get much traffic from those videos. So he's kind of fine-tuning his strategy a bit. And by the way, 2 months ago he was swearing by Traffic Geyser. Now things are starting to change a little bit. So it's one of these areas where you've got to kind of you've got to be on the ball. You've got to keep working or keep learning about this anyway. Google AdWords is not straightforward. I wouldn't say straightforward. But you see, the most straightforward traffic generation strategy and the one that I like the most is joint ventures. Because joint ventures, it's very straightforward, very simple. Somebody sends an email for you, you send an email for them. It doesn't cost them anything, it doesn't cost you anything. Search engine optimization, it takes a lot of, and you know what, I'm going to explain the strategy and then I'm going to explain all the other stuff as well. So what are we talking about when we're talking about search engine optimization? We're talking about getting your website listed highly, listed on the first page of Google or Yahoo or MSN, for example. Listed high in the search engine rankings. Why do we want to do that? There is tremendous amount of traffic from Google and all these search engines. In the hundreds of millions of searches a week, a month, etc. It's just huge amounts of traffic. I mean, we all use Google, yes? Typically, it's probably one of the top three anyway, most used websites. In fact, it's number one or two, basically, depending on basically eBay or Google it is. And how it works is the ideal would be for you to be listed on the first page of Google for keywords relating to your target market. So for example, if I'm a coffee shop owner and I type into Google, I don't know, what would you type into Google as a coffee shop owner, say? Something specific that only a coffee shop owner would type in.
Help.
Some kind of machine or equipment.
Coffee suppliers?
Okay, coffee suppliers. Great, thank you. So that keyword, coffee suppliers, if you now have a home study course or some services for coffee shop owners, you would know that anybody types anything about coffee suppliers, you would want to be ranked quite high on the first page of Google. So that's what search engine optimization means, having your site optimized for the search engines. Because if you're ranked highly on the first page of Google, people will see your site, they will click on it, and go to your site basically for free. So there are various elements, various criteria that determine how highly ranked your site is. And according to John Rees, the main criteria, it comes down to your content and it comes down to the links linking to your site. So if your content is refreshed regularly, if a lot of sites link back to your site, the Google spiders that troll through all the websites will basically see, they'll look at your website and go, wow, we see that there's fresh content added all the time.